email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. All pupils in England whose families claim universal credit will be eligible for free school meals from September next year. The change will extend the meals to 500,000 more children. Ministers claim it'll lift 100,000 out of poverty. Currently, households must earn less than £7,400 a year to qualify. Former teacher Anvi Mojaria is from the IPPR think tank.
There's two elements of this, which is the kind of everyday crisis, chronic stress, corrosive worry that parents with children living in poverty are feeling. But there's also an economic case. Healthier, better educated children contribute more to society.
Donald Trump has signed an order banning travel to the US from 12 countries. He claims the recent anti-Semitic attack in Colorado illustrates the extreme dangers of people entering the country without being properly vetted. The countries include Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, and Libya.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
People from seven countries, including Cuba and Venezuela, will face partial restrictions. Mr. Trump is also warning Vladimir Putin will seek revenge for a series of Ukrainian attacks on Russian airbases. 40 aircraft were hit across Russia on Sunday using devices that had been smuggled over the border in an operation that took 18 months to plan. The Kremlin says it's left them questioning the point of peace talks, but the UK has praised the action. Women using weight loss jabs are being advised to stop if trying for a baby, pregnant or breastfeeding. The advice is already in information leaflets, but the medicines regulator believes many people aren't using the injections safely. England manager Serena Wiegmann will name her squad to defend their Women's European Championship title this afternoon. Mary Earps and Fran Kirby won't be going to Switzerland next month, though. They've both announced their retirements from international football. And the weather, windy with heavy rain spreading eastwards across the UK today, followed by some blustery showers, a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
It's Lucy Coward here. Happy Thursday. Rise and shine. The music will help. That we can be absolutely sure of.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
The Academy of Ancient Music plus soloists performing the finale to J.C. Bach's Sinfonia Concertante. And before that, the Canet Masons brought us Aquarium from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. I read that a new million-pound aquarium has opened at Sea Life Centre in Yarmouth with sharks, eels and angelfish. And one of those tunnels that I just love that allow you to walk right under the sea creatures. And the whole thing has a shipwreck habitat inspired by HMS Gloucester, the royal warship that sank off the Norfolk coast in 1682. Sounds fantastic, but don't tell my eldest little. She's very keen to get a new, bigger fish tank, and that will give her all sorts of ideas. Good morning and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Thursday, June the 5th, Lucy Coward with you to ensure the morning goes swimmingly with fantastic music. Cantaloube's Songs of the Auvergne from the Shepherd's Song saw Charles Gerhardt conduct the National Philharmonic Orchestra. The soloist was Julian Lloyd Webber. And well, a corgi and a Great Dane are going to meet us and each other on Dan Walker's Dog Walker before 7. Dan's here from 6:30 with Classic FM Breakfast this morning. The school bus is heading to Neverland, which means it must have wings today. That'll be interesting. And after 8 in Classic FM Breakfast, a council of elves will meet us in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. So it's going to be magical and mystical. So I shall make sure that that school bus has all of the roads, rails and skyways clear for you when I bring you the latest travel news next. And then we'll raise a smile with Dvorak.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood and Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind: creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh my God.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What a
wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good, it's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katier. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news. Next.
Psst, have you heard?
About what?
About Boots Optician's ultimate eye test with OptiMap scan.
Why are you whispering?
I think it's for VIPs. It's an in-depth look into your eye that can detect health conditions that other eye scans might miss.
You know the whole family's already had one done.
Okay, I'll book one now.
Why are you still whispering?
Can't seem to stop.
Ask about OptiMap at Boots Opticians and see what's possible with the UK's favourite opticians. Selected stores charges apply based on Google review data. Contact marketing at boots-opticians.co.uk for details.
Classic FM travel.
On the trains, Great Northern services at Hartford North are disrupted because of a track problem. Avanti West Coast, Northern and Transport for Wales services are delayed between Manchester Piccadilly and Stockport. On the roads in Kent, one lane is closed on the A2 eastbound at Henhurst because of emergency repair works. In Somerset, on the M5, one lane is closed on the northbound exit slip road at Junction 22, Burnham on sea because a car has broken down. And on Tyne and Wear, there are restrictions on the A1 southbound at Junction 77 Kenton Bar roundabout because of emergency repair works.
Classic FM.
Oh, it's so cute. It's Dvorak's Humoresque number 7. It was played for us this morning on Classic FM by Stephen Huff. Now, hello, good morning to Daryl in rainy Sheffield, who sent a text to 61812 to say, I'm sat in my car listening to great music, thanks. I'm ready to start my job in 20 minutes. Now, that was about an hour ago. Now, in some ways, I kind of still want Daryl to be sitting and listening, but in other ways, I don't, because that would mean he'll be dreadfully late for work. So hopefully he's taking Classic FM into work with him and he can still hear me wish him a very happy Thursday. I know, I wish the rain would go away. I think we're kind of set for that for most of the morning, aren't we? Hello and happy birthday to Victor, because I've had a message to say, could you wish Victor a very happy belated 50th birthday, the big 5-0. Love from Simon, Sharon, Kular, Lee, Man, Craig and Lola. Yes, I hope you had a lovely time. And as you're having a belated birthday today, surely that's an excuse for cake for breakfast. Go on, get one sorted, lads. This is Classic FM and I think we'll hear from the clarinet now. The second movement of Spohr's Clarinet Concerto No. 1, the soloist was Emma Johnson, and the English Chamber Orchestra was directed by Gerard Schwartz. Well, didn't we have a lovely time the morning we shared early breakfast? We can do that again, you know, tomorrow morning from 4. I, Lucy Coward, will be here, and there is always a place for you. Have a great Thursday and enjoy Classic FM Breakfast now with Dan Walker.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Here we go then. Good morning. Thank you for that, Lucy. It's Thursday. It's Classic FM Breakfast. I'm quite excited because we are starting with a real gem.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Thank you.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Explore remote destinations alongside onboard experts.
Classic FM.
John Rutter's Oh Waley Waley, Andrew Williams and Rolf Wilson there with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And we also had a beautiful start to the programme, the second movement of Beethoven's Pathétique from Daniel Barenboim. A massive welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. Hope you're doing okay, whether you've just opened those eyelids or you've been up and at them for a while. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. This is Dan Walker taking you all the way through until 10. We've got some lovely music, a few laughs along the way as well, hopefully. You can get in contact about absolutely anything this morning if you need an extra lift on this Thursday, 6:18:12 and classicfm.com. Just like Alex in Hatfield, who's been up with the two boys already, has been there for a while as well, as she has leftovers from last night's takeaway to keep her company. You also, Alex, have this golden oldie from Maurice Shaw.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Thank you.
Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from Holst's Other Planets. That was Emma Gardner conducting the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain. And before that, we had Lara's theme from Marie Jarre's score to Dr. Zhivago. Paul Bateman with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. The time is 7:09. Hello to Anna in Kent, who would like a very early school run mention for Ella and Harry. They are up at the crack of dawn, aren't they? I just wanted to say how proud we are of you, and we love you to the moon and back. Lots of love from Mummy and Daddy. Let's meet Dan Walker's Dog Walker on Classic FM. Every morning we give a little mention to a human and their hound or hounds. Today we say hello to Elliot and Holly on the Isle of Wight. They have a lovely corgi and a Great Dane. I know this because they have sent photographic evidence. They take them out every morning and we would love to get in the club. It's as simple as that, folks. Elliot, Holly and those two pups, you're in. Eric Coates' Dam Busters March on Classic FM, the central band of the Royal Air Force, from Wing Commander Duncan Stubbs with the baton. Played that for Elliot, Holly and their Corgi and Great Dane, who were on Dan Walker's Dog Walker today. If you'd like to join them and be in the club yourselves, just ping me a message on 61812 and classicfm.com. A bit about you, a bit about your hound or hounds, where you are, where you like to walk them, all that business. The more information, the better. Morning to Bubbles, the Uber driver. Yep, Bubbles, who's driving around Greater Manchester this morning and says we keep them sane. Well, do you know what? There's plenty more to keep you going after the news and the weather this morning, Bubbles, including some brilliant music. It's all on the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Wake up to breathtaking views every morning.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to licence by MasterCard International.
Here comes Steve. With the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back.
With £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. More, half a million more children in England are going to get free school meals from September next year. They'll be available for any pupil whose family gets universal credit. Daniel Kebbedee from the National Education Union believes the previous rules were too tough.
If you were a family that earned over £7,500 a year, you would have been ineligible. So expanding onto every child in a family in receipt of universal credit is a welcome first step, but we would still like to see universal rollout.
Charities also say the move is a first step towards easing child poverty, but they're urging the government to end the two-child benefit cap. Donald Trump has signed an order banning people from 12 countries from entering the US. The list includes Yemen, Somalia and Haiti. He says it's to help protect Americans from dangerous foreign actors. Our correspondent Benji Heyer has more details.
Donald Trump cited in particular that recent Colorado attack, that firebombing on a group of pro-Israel demonstrators last week. The thing is, that suspect in the Colorado attack, he was an Egyptian national. Egypt, not on the list. Maybe to do with the fact that there was a close military alliance between the two countries, close personal ties.
Farmers could be facing another poor harvest after the hottest spring on record and the driest conditions in decades. Experts are warning climate change is already having a devastating impact on food security and shopping bills. Women taking weight loss jabs are being warned to use effective contraception. The medicines regulator has issued an alert after reports of people on the injections getting pregnant while on the pill. It also says there's a lack of evidence that they're safe to take while pregnant. The Queen is going to star in a new crime novel about a killer in Buckingham Palace. It's written by one of Camilla's favourite authors, Peter James, who's said to have carried out extensive research about the